Michael Murphy, beat last week against Dublin. He's put that behind you, stepped up today at Hyde Park. A good victory here.
Yes, as I say, we wanted to come down here off the back of last week. We're disappointed individually and collectively. We didn't feel we played the game in the front foot manner that we wanted to do, albeit that's always very difficult against a team of the calibre of Dublin. But I suppose we had a point to prove, and we wanted to try and prove ourselves here today. And it's no patchy probably throughout the whole 70, but just glad that we ticked the box. We got back to winning ways, and we did what we needed to do coming down here, because it can be a tricky thing to do.
I suppose Donegal took control of this game in the second quarter, and you played a key role at that stage of the game, Michael, because you went 9-4 up.
It was scrappy enough, I suppose. I remember in the first quarter we were trying, as I say, to tick the game to Roscommon. We tried to do that, and I suppose, you know, obviously they were always going to be up here, and there's going to be a sting in their tail similar to us, like coming off the back of the defeat last week, and they turned us over a number of times, and they managed to get a bit of a lead on us. But I think as the half grew on, we managed to chip over a few scores and managed to build up a bit of a lead. And early part of the second half, we went tit for tat, where they got a score, we got a score, and we just managed then to pull away, getting a couple of scores in a row, then going down the other end of the field. So all in all, happy enough. But I suppose again in that second half, there were still chances out there for us. There's a goal chance, and there's a couple of point chances that we let slip away. So as I say, that's for another day, and that's what we need to try and get improved upon now for 2 weeks, all going well.
Yeah, and Roscommon really never threatened us in that second half. They never looked as if they could crawl back, get any really close in those handful of points.
As I say, it went tit for tat, where they did get a score and we managed to get down the field and respond with another score, and that's the way I think the third quarter panned out. And then thanks to God, we got a stranglehold towards the last quarter, where we managed to push on with a couple of points. But there was always going to be a sting in Roscommon coming down here. When you coming down to Hyde Park and the home venue and the home crowd here, again, an absolute fantastic support coming down from Donegal, and they've been following us out the whole year, and we're just indebted to them. Say it's not easy, the number of games, the number of travelling, the number of commitments people have, but you know, us as a group of players and management, we're forever grateful for it.
Yeah, as you said, there's a few things to work on now ahead of the next game. We don't know how that's going to end up, because they've just started in Hayley Park, but Donegal is in a good place after that one.
Well, we'll soon see in a couple of hours. Again, it's out of our grasp and out of our control. I suppose coming down here, or going into last week, things were in our control, where you could have hopefully tried to get a result and keep things in your control going into this week. Coming off the back of this result, things are still out of our control for the next couple of hours till we see how the game goes between Tyrone and Dublin. So, as I say, all we can do is come down here, tick a box, and then we have to see how the result takes care of itself up in Omagh.
Brian McHugh, here in Hyde Park. Not an easy place to come, but good performance by Donegal today. First points on the board in the Super 8s.
Yeah, Oisín, delighted. You know, I suppose we're still in the hat anyway. I suppose that's the main thing. We had to come down here and get a one. No matter how we had to do it, you know, we had to go home with 2 points on the board, and thankfully done that. You know, I think, you know, especially the first half, we played extremely well. You know, we probably should have been further ahead, maybe we thought, you know. But listen, we got the scores on the board, and thankfully got over the line.
Is that the only disappointing thing to come out of here today, that maybe you could have won by more, that you know you could have won by more?
Listen, I suppose it's like any day, you know, you're going to have positives and negatives, so we are, you know, maybe just kicked a couple of bad wides, you know, and maybe took the wrong option once or twice. But, you know, it's like everything, we've room for improvement in defence and in attack, and that's a great position going into the Tyrone game.
Yeah, and away from home is crucial to pick up points now against Tyrone, but I suppose the way that just managed the game was pleasing. You always had them sort of at arm's length, didn't you, Ryan?
Yeah, you know, I suppose when you're playing the game, it's hard to know, you know, if you know, when you're over the line, it might be easier looking in. We never thought we had the game won, as we didn't, but I think we did see it out well. You know, I think we always kept them that 5-6 points distance of the lead, you know, which is good from our point of view, you know, because you never, when you get ahead of a team, you don't want to let them back into it.
There's another big one to come, Tyrone. We don't know how the game's going to finish tonight, because they're only starting, but Donegal's at the moment in a good place going into it.
Yeah, listen, we had to do our job, so we did. You know, we can't control what other teams do, you know, so we just can control ourselves, so we can, and we done our job today. We got 2 points, and we're extremely looking forward to the Tyrone game in 2 weeks' time.
Just ask you one question, because I asked Declan the same. He was very, very pleased. He just kicked 20 points today and with the performance, but I asked him, is there still more to come from this team, and he agreed that there was. Is that something you would agree with as well?
Yeah.
Still more on it?
I think definitely, you know, I think we put in the perfect performance, if you want to call it, yet this year. You know, it's just going to be difficult to get it, you know, every day you go out, you strive towards it, but no, definitely there's another couple of percent in us, you know, that we're going to strive to get every single day.
Yeah. Do you like this format, this Super 8? The game's coming thick and fast.
Yeah, I do. You know, it's great as a footballer. That's what you want to be doing, is playing football matches, you know, and we're getting the chance. You know, I think it's great. We you know, you have the top teams in the country in the competition, and you have the top teams playing the top teams, which is great. And I think we're going to see some great spectators this weekend. I'm looking forward to watching them.
Eamon Doherty, a convincing victory over Roscommon. How did it feel out there?
We felt they got a great start to the game, which we kind of knew they would have, and we managed to get to grips with it, and we went in a good position at half-time. We kind of kept them at arm's length. We didn't really push on, which maybe is a wee bit disappointing. We had plenty scoring opportunities that just tailed wide, just the shooting boots weren't on there. Well, compared to the standards we've set out throughout the league and all, they weren't there. So, look, a good positive. We won by, I think it was 7 in the end, I'm not sure. And all we could do is get the 2 points. I'm sure we've done that, and we'll see what happens after this. Yeah. At 9 o'clock tonight.
you were 5 points up at half time. Was there a temptation to really go for it there and try and get the score up, or you know, is that not realistic in a game like this?
No, it's not really. You can't really be thinking like that, because you need to give Roscommon respect, because they are a top class team, and we knew we were expecting them a backlash at the start of the second half. You know, they kind of knew they really, really needed to go for it, so maybe we were a wee bit cautious, just making sure we didn't concede goals and things like that. But you know, the score chances still came up for us. It's just, you know, we didn't convert off them, but that's something we'll look at. And you know, like any game, there's positives and negatives we'll take out of that.
Yeah, you were very comfortable for the majority of the game, but they did get it back to 5 points with about 5 minutes to go. Was it just a case then of just shutting up shop and making sure that there was going to be no late heroics from Roscommon?
Aye, that's it. You know, it was, I suppose, what we were calling there is that definitely no goals. You know, if we conceded a goal, that'd be a big lift for them. And Sean Patton came up with 2 or 3 great saves during the game, so we needed to give him a wee bit more protection. But that was just, it was seeing out the game. Yeah, look, it would be nice to really go at it hell for leather, but the end of the game, it is a proper quarterfinal knockout football. If we'd lost there tonight, we were out, and it was just being smart. Yeah, it'd be great to knock up a score in case things don't go our way later on, but it's, look, the 2 points, that's all we needed to get, and we got them.
Yeah, you had another fine performance on Roscommon star man Enda Smith. How did you find that?
It was tough going. He's a good player. It's the first time I've been marking him, and yeah, no, he's definitely won my respect, like, in that, and he kept me on my toes, and I'm happy when the final whistle came. I was happy enough, but look, they had good footballers. We had to man mark a lot of their forwards there. They've the Murtas and these fellas and Cahill Craig. I've been in college with him, and they're all top class forwards. But you know, the defence. I think the defence did very, very well this week. Maybe last week, maybe we were chasing a lot of the ball, but I think we're a lot more secure this week, and I think that's, I thought the boys should be very happy with their performances.
Yeah, you've kind of had to wait your chance after a good league campaign. You know, you were on the bench for a few times in the Ulster Championship. You didn't get on in the Ulster final, but you know, you've come back strongly. You've had a fine performance on Kieran Kilkenny last week. Another good performance here tonight. Are you looking to push on now and make sure that you're on that starting lineup against Tyrone?
Yeah, definitely. You need to be patient. The players are there. I wasn't going to get playing every game, and when I got injured at the end of the league, that gave someone else a chance, and then I've just got my chance again now. Look, a lot can happen in 2 weeks, you know, and whatever team the boys put out in 2 weeks again, they'll be putting out their best team to tackle Tyrone when we're playing them, and hopefully I'll get the shout and I'll get a crack at them.